Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Monday, February the 23rd, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Man, I've missed you all so much. And it wasn't but a short period that we were apart. And my gosh, I want to thank Andrew Forrest for just delivering the mail. Okay, he brought some good food for that 2.5 week period. And I'm very grateful to him for that. Appreciate all your kind words about him, too. Well, it's Monday, and we're on day five. We're in day five of 40 in this journey to the cross. We're calling it Jesus Asking. So let's begin on this Monday, first Monday of Lent, first full week, in consecration. You ready? Deep breath. Jesus, I belong to you. Hang on. I'm already messing up, aren't I? Sorry, gang. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Now we're ready. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. A lot of people ask me, why do I add that plural we at the end of the prayer of consecration? And it's because I'm thinking about you and me. And you and me, and there's a lot of you and me's, and there's more than just a bunch of you's and me's. There's a big we. We are walking together. We're walking each other home, in fact. And I just want us to be aware of each other. I want us to pray for each other. We're going the gospel, the Bible, Jesus is better together. And you know, I hear from so many of you all. I got this card, y'all, a postcard. On the front of it, it says cappuccino, but on the back, it says things. If you're watching, you can see this. I may try to put it on our Facebook group today so somebody can translate it. It's written in another language. Maybe it's Greek. Maybe it's Italian. I believe it says Ephesians 5:14, which we know what that says. Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead. And Christ will shine on you. So, and it didn't have any kind of signature on it. So thank you for sending me this postcard. Thank you. Well, today's entry is entitled, We Sin Because We Are Sinners. And our text is Romans chapter 5, verse 19. You're going to notice in this Lenten study that we're going to move through a variety of texts. We're not going through like a straight book of the Bible, like we did in Proverbs or the Gospels. So this is Romans 5, verse 19. Hear now the word of the Lord. For as through the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. As we delve further into this movement we call Lent, which is the movement from death to life, we need to make sure we have clarity on the core fundamentals. We began with the fundamental of the original image of God, something none of us has known or experienced because of the failure of our ancient forebears. We were all born into the failure of fallenness. It is so important to understand that we are not fallen creatures because of our failures. It is actually the opposite. We fail because of our fallenness. In fact, short of some kind of miraculous intervention, we can't not fail. Let's try this another way. There is sickness, and then there are symptoms of the sickness. The sickness in this instance is capital S sin. It is fallenness, the condition into which we were born. The symptoms of this sickness are little s sins. Our sins are our failures. So let me ask you this question. Do the symptoms come from the sickness? Or does the sickness come from the symptoms? Of course, the symptoms come from the sickness. If the sickness can be cured, the symptoms will subside. Here's the point. We are not sinners because we sin. We sin because we are sinners. We are not fallen because we fail. We fail because we are fallen. It follows then that we must treat the sickness rather than try to endlessly manage the symptoms. We must deal with the condition of our fallenness rather than endlessly try to mitigate our failures. Trying harder to do better may manage and even mask the symptoms, but it will not cure the sickness. We need a much deeper treatment. For as through the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, we were born with the cancer of Adam. So also through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous. The real problem comes when we spend all our energy trying to treat the symptoms. Sin is not a moral failure. It is a complete system failure. This system failure creates many varied moral failures, but we must understand that these failures, while problematic, are not the real problem. Sin is the big problem. Our sins are the problems stemming from the big problem of our capital S sin. Jesus is the cure for the capital S cancer of sin. We can only be cured by the chemotherapy of the blood of Jesus and the radiating glory of His righteousness. It's why the Bible says things like this. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. That's John 3:16-17. And here's another. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. That's 2 Corinthians 5:21. Let's pray. Our Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus. And Lord Jesus, we're tired of treating the symptoms of sin. We want you to treat the sickness of sin. We receive your sacrificial life, death, and resurrection for our capital S sin and for our sins. We receive you, Jesus, as our cure. Holy Spirit, would you deepen our salvation, our healing? Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Here's a few journal prompts for today. I hope you're writing in the book, if you've gotten the book, or maybe you just have a journal by your side. I want you to engage. So here's the questions. Have you, remember, Jesus asking, have you, like me, misunderstood sin and sins? Do you see how our status as sinners is inherited before it is earned, and how salvation cannot be worked for and earned, only given and received? Yeah, I think these are the questions. And I don't know, guys. I think for a long time in my life, I've not understood the real gospel. I just kind of checked the box, like, yeah, I'm a sinner. And yeah, I need a savior. And yeah, I don't want to go to hell. And yeah, I want to go to heaven when I die. And let's just kind of cross the T and dot the I and just sort of get the ledger right. Thank you, Jesus. But deep down, I don't think I really thought I was that bad of a sinner. And that is to miss the whole point. It's kind of like you either have terminal cancer or you don't. And the verdict, the revelation of Scripture, and this is what's hard for us to grasp, because we want to think in the terms of, like, well, moral failure, and how bad did you fail, and what have you done wrong, and have you been a good person or have you been a bad person? Man, that's the calculus of hell right there. The calculus of heaven is to reveal to us that every single one of us, because of Adam, because of Eve, were born into the terminal cancer of sin. We got it. That explains, that's the only way to account for the sheer disaster that is this world. Every one of us has the problem. And the mercy and the miracle of God is that he has provided a cure. He's not saying, try harder. Try harder to do better. You can do this. You can get over it. No, you can't. This was the failed experiment of the human race in the Garden of Eden. We turned from God. All of us inherited that genetic reality. We are sinners. And yet we've spent so much time just trying to treat the symptoms, right? Let's just deny that we've got the cancer, and let's just try to exercise more, or take over-the-counter medicine, or deny it, or medicate it in some other way that, I don't know. You're hearing me, I think. This is Lent. That's why on Ash Wednesday we said, from dust you've come, and to dust you will return. Repent, that means wake up, and believe the gospel. All right, are you ready to sing today? All right, everybody, look who's here.
Hello.
Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody. Y'all ready for us?
You know, Dad, I tell him that people are just so glad that he's a part of this, and he still said he can't get over that.
I can't. That's just such a compliment to be a part of this, and it's our privilege to sing about the Lord
every day. Well, we got a good perfect song today. We're talking about sin and the fact that we can't get over our sins by just trying harder. We actually have to have Jesus.
Amen.
And tell them what we're singing now.
We're going to sing Nothing But the Blood.
And what's the number?
485.
485. We'll sing all four verses. You ready?
Yeah.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Oh, other fun I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the blow that makes me white as snow. No other front I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can foreign atone, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Naught of good that I have done, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other front I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Last verse.
This is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Oh, other fault I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Well, you know, Dad, I talk about how sin that we inherited from all the way back, it's like cancer, and there's a cure. There's the chemotherapy of the blood of Jesus.
That's what our prayer is.
That's the only way we're going to get over it.
Right.
And all we have to do is receive him.
Because he's already done it.
He's done it. Amen. That's exactly
right. He's just waiting on us.
There's another one. There's another great hymn. Jesus paid it all.
Jesus paid
it
all.
And it brings up the whole notion of debt.
Mm-hmm.
We're born in the debt of sin.
Amen.
It wasn't our fault, but guess what? We added to the interest.
That's right.
We have sinned because we're sinners. And this is what I say in church a lot. I say, he paid a debt he did not owe.
That's right.
Because why? We owed a debt
that we can't pay.
We could not pay. And that's salvation.
That's right.
You can't pay it back. It has to be paid back for you. Jesus paid it all.
But all you have to do is ask him.
Receive it.
And he'll do it.
Receive it. Receive it. That's why we're starting with songs like this at the beginning of Lent this year. We're not going to wait all the way to the cross. We want to receive him on the way.
Amen.
So, everybody, this is the first week, full week of Lent. We're going to be with you all the way. Jesus is going to be with us all the way. And we're looking forward to it. We're glad to be together. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
And we'll see you on the field. All right? I got your seeds. You get yours. Get them ready.